This is a Civitas Capital update. Governor-elect Pat McCrory has begun making appointments to his administration. He says he wants cabinet secretaries in place before he's sworn in. But he has some more important appointments coming up in the first year of his term to boards and commissions. There are hundreds of such boards, but McCrory will have a major impact on some important ones. One of the most important is to name a new State Board of Elections by spring. There are 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans now, but that would be reversed with McCrory's picks. The new members would then decide if they want to change the staff, including Director Gary Bartlett. The new governor would also name a new majority to the State Board of Transportation. There are 19 members, but terms for 10 will expire next year. The State Board of Education will also see changes. A Republican lieutenant governor replaces a Democrat as a member. The terms of 3 members expired, but the General Assembly didn't act on Governor Perdue's appointments. McCrory will pick those replacements plus 3 more, giving him a new majority by summer. That's a Civitas Capital update. I'm Matt Willoughby.